Researchers are still unlocking the secrets of the wild wheat relatives of that ancient wheat to improve modern-day varieties, and a collection of seeds housed on Kimball Avenue in Manhattan is key to this work. Bikram Gill and John Robb with K-State's Wheat Genetics Resource Center sat down with Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, on a recent episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast to share wheat's origin story and how the collection continues to provide valuable genetic resources for modern wheat breeding programs. To understand this potential, one must go way back to the origin of wheat as a species in the Fertile Crescent, where the crop helped start human civilization more than 10,000 years ago. At that time, wheat did not yet exist. It would take two major evolutionary events that mix three different grass species to make the first bread wheat genome. The second stop on the timeline came more than 10,000 years ago, when that wild emmer wheat was combined with an ancient goat grass. That genetic mix resulted in the first crop cultivated by humankind. After wheat originated, these wild wheats kept cross-hybridizing with domesticated wheat, Gill said. There were no breeders, but nature was doing breeding for the first 10,000 years. They were cross-pollinating and farmers were selecting new types out of that. This origin story is important because it explains why the wheat genome is so complex. Wheat is a hexaploid, meaning it has six sets of seven chromosomes. Most genes in wheat exist in three copies. As a result, there are 16 billion DNA letters in the wheat genome, meaning you could type out a genetic code of wheat in 12-point font and type will go around the world. With this understanding of the origin and complexity of wheat, how does that relate to wheat breeding programs? Fast forward to 1979, when Gill did a postdoctoral fellowship at K-State and was first exposed to the genetic stocks used to map genes and breed wheat. He took that experience with him to his second postdoctoral fellowship at the University of California, Riverside, where he was blown away by the genetic diversity of the collection of wild weeds. Gill started to form a vision of a resource that could combine the two. A collection of wild wheat relatives with unlocked genetic potential, and a wheat breeding program that could replicate Mother Nature's process of pulling in traits to make better varieties for farmers to plant. In 1980, Gill wrote a grant and flew on a small plane to Hutchinson, the then headquarters of the Kansas Wheat Commission, to pitch his idea. They had never funded K-State until then, Gill said. Backed by approval from K-State's wheat breeder at the time, the commissioners agreed to provide seed money. Gill gathered an initial collection of 500 genetic lines, including seeds from collection in Japan, Israel, Russia, and other countries. Ropp has served as the curator of the Wheat Genetics Resource Center since August 1980. He noted the collection is now up to 4,200 lines. It's his job to maintain the stocks of the genetic material, making sure scientists and breeders have access to the seeds they need to complete projects. To maintain their integrity, the seeds must be planted, grown either in a greenhouse or an outdoor plot, and often hand-harvested to replenish seeds before they are no longer viable. Today, Ropp noted, he annually fulfills about 100 different requests for those seeds from researchers in neighboring states and in countries on the other side of the planet. Aided by modern research techniques like genetic sequencing and CRISPR, these researchers continue to unlock more than that ancient genetic potential to improve the wheat varieties of tomorrow. Learn more about wheat's origin story and K-State's Wheat Genetics Resource Center by listening to the full Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.